Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the Gospel of John, and we're at a time where Jesus is making a trip to Jerusalem. And so we've arrived at an interesting point in terms of the population's response to Jesus' presence. It's in John chapter 7 and verse 25. This is what God's Word says. Some of the people of Jerusalem therefore said, "Is not this the man whom they seek to kill? And here he is speaking openly. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Christ? But we know where this man comes from. And when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from." So Jesus proclaimed, as he taught in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I come from. But I have not come of my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." So they were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. Yet many of the people believed in him, and they said, "When the Christ appears, will he do more signs than this man has done?" Well, this is kind of an interesting event that we can draw a couple of lessons for life from in our slice of fresh bread today. First of all, Jesus has arrived in Jerusalem. Now, you'll notice continually Jesus will say, "My time is not come." And what he's referring to, God's appointed time for him to go to the cross and the fullness of time at the right time, the divinely appointed time to become the atoning death for the sins of all of his people for all of eternity. He would die at the right time. So he would say, "My time has not come." And he would withdraw from the crowd lest they take him. And there were two groups of people that he was constantly thwarting their purposes. One group wanted to make him king. The other group wanted to kill him because they saw him as a threat to their power, their purposes, and their agenda. And that was made up of the Pharisees mostly, but including some Sadducees and Herodians and Zealots and most of all the Sanhedrin as a majority. Although there were a couple within the Sanhedrin that were drawn to him, such as Nicodemus, and later we learn about Josephus. It looks as if Jesus is kind of trying to play a little hide and seek lest they take him to the cross before he's supposed to be there. Well, certainly there is the element of human responsibility Jesus is showing us. He has a God-appointed plan, and you live rationally and thoughtfully in light of what God has planned for your life. So you plan your life for God, and then you live out your plan for God, and then God directs your steps as he usually edits our plan. There are certain things that he's calling us to in life. But now we flip on the other side, and that's the sovereignty of God. The plans of men, whether it is those who believe in him that want to exalt him that are referred to in the text and say, "Man, this has got to be the Messiah. Can anybody do any more miracles than this man is doing? This must be the Messiah." Those who are questioning, "Is he the Messiah?" Because the Christ, you won't know where he comes from. Well, actually, you will know where he comes from. He'll be born in Bethlehem and he'll come from Nazareth. But Jesus' point is, well, I have been sent from Bethlehem. I'm not sent from Nazareth. I'm not sent from Joseph nor Mary. I am sent from the Father, and you don't know him, because you can't know God unless God makes himself known to you, and God gives you both the ability and the desire to know him. So you don't know him, but I come from him. I have descended from him in order to save my people, who I will bring to be with me, and they will ascend with me when the time is right for his second coming. But now the time is right for his first coming. Yet the time of his atoning death has not yet come, and therefore they are unable to take him. They're unable to take his life. They're unable to make him king. They're unable to hasten the time of the cross because God's sovereign time had appointed it. And Jesus will live surrendered to the Father's purpose to accomplish that purpose for the glory of the Father and for the salvation of his people. So put your trust in Jesus. Men and women will have their agendas in this life, but God reigns supreme. Man proposes, God disposes. So you put your trust in Jesus, your sovereign and sufficient Savior. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.